appreciate everyone joining. I'm going to highlight the rabbi's screen, and then I'm going to mute him. And thank you so much. I'm going to put the links in the chat box. Thank you, Rabbi Shai.
Okay, so good evening, everybody. I guess I will be giving a shiur this evening to Joe, and this will just be a dialogue between myself and him. I can't see anybody else, but I trust that there's somebody behind all of these names on the screen. So thank you to all of you who have joined us, and thank you to all of you who have now opened up your screens and opened up your beautiful smiling faces to share in the experience of Talmud Torah this evening. So it's always a pleasure to teach Torah. And when Joe called me up and asked me to be somewhat helpful to an organization called Just One Chesed, I said, I don't know if I am able to provide so much chesed for other people, but if you feel in any way that this will be helpful, it is my greatest honor and privilege. Because chesed is so much what the Jewish people are all about. It's the fabric of what our nation really represents and what we really stand for. So that's what I'd like to talk about this evening. I don't want to take too much of everybody's time, but I thank you all once again for joining and for making time for this. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota and Daf Yud Dalet that if you want to really understand what it is that the Torah stands for, what does the Torah represent? The Gemara says you look at the bookends, you look at what the theme of the Torah is by looking at the beginning and looking at the end. And the Gemara there tells us, Torah tchilasa gemilas chasadim, v'sofa gemilas chasadim. The Gemara says that the very beginning of Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gomel chesed. When Avraham Avinu needed clothing, it says that the Ribono Shel Olam provided clothing for him. And at the very end, the bookend of the Torah on the other end is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again does chesed. When Moshe Rabbeinu needs to be buried, the Ribono Shel Olam himself goes out of his way to bury and be involved in Moshe Rabbeinu's burial. And from here we learn that this is really what the Torah is all about. If you want to know what is the underlying objective of all of Torah that we study, you can boil it down to this one point, and that is the Torah is all about being a Torah's chesed. The Torah wants us to be charitable people who care for one another and who are very giving and selfless in the way that we interact with other people. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, in fact, that a hallmark, signature characteristic of the Jewish people is that if somebody looks at an individual and sees that they are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Vigomle Chasadim, that is one of the hallmark characteristics. That is supposed to be a recognizable trait to a Jewish person because it's understood and it's expected that a Jewish person has compassion, that a Jewish person has an understanding of other people's needs, and that a Jewish person reacts and responds to the needs of others by giving of themselves, by doing chesed. And that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Sota as well, that we have an obligation, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechun. The Gemara says we have an obligation to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now says the Gemara, how can I follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the Torah tells us, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu? I'm not allowed to go in such close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I will be consumed by God's presence. So what does it mean that I should be close to the Ribono Shel Olam? Rather, says the Gemara, what it teaches us is, Lahaloch achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to try and emulate, we have to try and follow the example that the Ribono Shel Olam himself lays out for us. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's beneath his dignity to lower himself and to provide for us and to provide for all of humanity, that is what he does, and he does it with pleasure. And says the Gemara, that is what we are all expected to do as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malbish Arumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kover Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avelin. All of that is part of Just One Chesed. All of that is part of what we all are expected to do, and what Just One Chesed gives us the availability and opportunity to do. How many people are there that want to do good and just simply don't know how to access it? How many people are there in the world, and I would say of the 55 people on our call now, there are many who have time here and there and who just don't know how to spend it in the most meaningful way possible. Everybody has some spare time. Imagine if you knew that you can click on one button, and by clicking on that you would know that there's an almana in your neighborhood who can use some help on a Friday afternoon getting her packages, getting something that she needed. Imagine if you knew that there was somebody who was sitting Shiva who didn't have a way to get the Shiva chairs on their way back from the Beis HaKvaros, and all of that would be posted, and all of that would be sent directly to you, And by location, they would find on your cell phone what is the closest location to where you are and how you can do a chesed. Like you mentioned before, the same idea that we have with international Hatzalah, that we can find a member. What a great gift that we have that we're able to tap into that. How many lives has it saved? Imagine how many lives this would save. Gemilas Chasadim is not just a nice fluffy idea. Gemilas Chasadim is saving and uplifting the lives of others. And that is what Just One Chesed gives us all the opportunity to be a part of. And that's why I am proud and I feel it's a privilege to not only speak this evening, but this to be my second evening of Chizuk and fundraising for Just One Chesed. I remember we did it last year, Joe, as well in your parents' home. And I have fond memories from that. I think we packed up Shabbos boxes together. I think that's what it was all about. But that was when the infant stages of Just One Chesed. Now we're off the ground and we have a lot to talk about. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Sha'arei Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the greatest of the Rishonim. And he says that there are many mitzvos that Ein Ha'olam Nizharim Bahem. There are many mitzvos in the Torah that people just overlook, that people don't pay full attention to. People sometimes neglect. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, we can all think of mitzvos that we may not pay full attention to. But he says, in my opinion, there is a mitzvah that is min ha-chamuras. There is a mitzvah that is a very important one that people just do not pay enough attention to. And that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. Interesting. We're a charitable, giving, loving, sensitive, caring people. And yet, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there are so many individuals who don't pay enough attention to gemilas chasadim. And he then goes on to quote a famous Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Memtes, which is the last daf in the Masechta, where the Gemara tells us a very interesting comparison, or the better word, I guess, would be a contrast between the mitzvah of tzedakah and the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. So the Gemara says, what is greater, the mitzvah of tzedakah or the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim? Now, it's a strange question, because what's the difference? If I have money, I'm supposed to give tzedakah. If I have time and energy and effort to do chesed, I should do that. And if I'm able to do both, I should do both. But the Gemara gets into this philosophical discussion, and it's a question, what is considered to be a greater value, gemilas chasadim or tzedakah? The Gemara then goes on to say a number of reasons why gemilas chasadim is far more fundamental and far more important than the mitzvah of tzedakah. So the Gemara says, number one, because tzedakah is only for aniyim. Giving charity is only for somebody who needs money. And gemilas chasadim is bein la'aniyim u'bein la'ashirim. Gemilas chasadim is something that we are able to do for both somebody who may have a lot of means, for somebody who is self-sufficient, and for somebody who also does not. Gemilas chasadim runs the gamut. And we know that gemilas chasadim is something that can be helpful to any human being, to any individual, regardless of what their socioeconomic status may be. We can always lend a hand, we can always be balei chesed. Number two, says Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting the Gemara, gemilas chasadim is something that we can do not only with our money, but it's something we can do bein b'mamono u'bein b'gufo. I can lend myself out, not just my money, I'm able to give of myself and my body, and potentially today, to give of my ear. How many people out there in the world just need someone to talk to, just need to be listened to, just need somebody to reach out to them, not even to go out of your home, but just to call them? That too is considered a chesed, and you don't even have to spend any money. You hardly have to spend any time. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, understand, gemilas chasadim is far greater than tzedakah, because gemilas chasadim avails us of the opportunity to give not only of our money, which is external to who we are, but even to give of ourselves. I was privileged to have gotten to know a great Talmud Chacham whose name was Rabbi Elimelech Bluth. And Rabbi Elimelech Bluth was one of the three or four Talmidim of Hakim of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He passed away less than a year ago. And he was a really great Talmud Chacham. My father told me in the days when Rabbi Moshe was alive and very active, everybody in the world knew that Rabbi Elimelech Bluth sat there yomam v'layla for years and years, 25, 30 years, drove Rabbi Moshe everywhere and was very involved. Rabbi Elimelech Bluth told me on one occasion, we had a private conversation many, many times, but on one occasion he was discussing with me the tshuva in the Igros Moshe. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva where he says that he knows that we all are familiar with the concept of Maaser Ksavim. Maaser Ksavim means that I'm supposed to give 10% of my assets out for tzedakah, how I'm supposed to divvy that money up, who I'm supposed to give it to, why I choose to give it to these people, that's a very interesting question, and there are many, many details of that that are outlined in Shulchan Aruch. But in general, we have this concept of Ma'aser Ksavim. And Rav Moshe Feinstein argues in a tshuva that not only do we have an obligation to give Ma'aser from our money, but Rav Moshe says we have an obligation to give Ma'aser Hazman, which is a tremendous chiddush. The Rav Moshe says we have to give 10% of our time for other people, the same way we need to give 10% of our money to other people as well. So Rabbi Elimelech Bluth and Rav Moshe in the tshuva expands on this theme, and he explains why he got to this conclusion. But Rabbi Bluth told me the backstory, and the backstory is amazing. And chaval that the backstory is not more famous. Maybe by the 56 people who are now on the call, maybe it will become somewhat more famous than it already is. So this is a very beautiful story. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Gadol Hador. Where did that tshuva come from? When did Rav Moshe write that tshuva? Rabbi Bluth told me that that tshuva was first really a drasha that Rav Moshe gave in Flatbush. Rav Moshe was invited to speak one evening for, I don't know if it was young professionals, or he was invited to speak to a bunch of working class citizens who were living in Flatbush, and they wanted him to speak about some organization, I don't know what it was, probably something the likes of Just One Chesed. And there was Rav Moshe giving his drasha, and he got up and he said that he would expect that everybody in the room is going to be willing to donate 10% of their time for activities that are involved with chesed. Now, in the car on the way home, Rabbi Bluth turned to Rav Moshe, and he said, Rebbe, what do you expect? People are going to give 10% of their time? Do you understand how busy people are? Don't you know they go out to work early in the morning? And in Erlich HaBala Bas, I'm sure he's learning the Daf Yomi. Or even if he's not learning the Daf Yomi, he's probably going out to Shachris early in the morning because he has to make an early train. And he's doing Shnayim Mikra on the train. Or he's learning a Mishnah on the train. Or he's taking his Pirkei Avos with him. And he's saying Tehillim on the train. And then he has a whole day of work and he's so exhausted by the time he gets home. What does he have left? He sits down with his family and he does the homework with the kids and he talks to his wife and he's exhausted. What do you really think that the guy is supposed to give 10% of his time? You think that a woman, a mother of children, is going to give 10% of her time to other people? Isn't that a little bit unreasonable? You were talking to a group of working class citizens. What do you expect from them? And he said, Rav Moshe turned to him with a very surprised look on his face. And he said, Rabbi Elimelech, I was makel for the Balabatim. I really think that they are mechuyev to give 50% of their time away for other people. And because they're all out working and they're so busy every day and by the time they come home they're so exhausted, I was makel for them. And I said, 10% of your time is good enough to give away to other people as Ma'aser Hazman. But really, I believe, says Rav Moshe, that the Ikar Hadin should be everyone has to give 50% of their time away to other people. Now, the story is not over yet. For those who are smiling, it gets better. Rabbi Bluth then turned back to Rav Moshe and he said, Rebbe, 50% of your time? I feel embarrassed to ask the question, but what about you? And Rav Moshe said with a straight face, I give more than 50% of every day that I have to other people. And he told Rabbi Bluth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made on me that I give more than 50% of my day to other people. So Rabbi Bluth then pushed back and he said, well, that doesn't really count because you're spending your time giving to other people by giving a shiur, by being involved in writing svarim and answering tshuvas. That doesn't count. That's not chesed. Rav Moshe said, no. All of that is not part of the 50%. I give 50% of every single day that I'm here and healthy enough to do so. I give 50% of every day to help out other people. That was the great tzaddik Rav Moshe Feinstein. So we all live on his Torah, and we all live in America off of his psukim. And Rav Moshe goes down for all eternity as the greatest personality in Torah Jewry in America in the last 100 years. And yet, Rav Moshe Feinstein said about himself to his closest Talmud, Rabbi Elimelech Bluth, that he gave over 50% of his day, every day, to help out other people. And his engagement in Talmud Torah was not a part of that. And Rabbi Bluth told me, he said, this is unsubstantiated, but he said he has a feeling that this is why Rav Moshe was given the great gift of Siyata Dishmaya. He told me that Rav Moshe's Igros Moshe, which we all live off of, which the entire America really has been built upon, Rav Moshe wrote those tshuvas. When somebody asked him a question, he sat down between Mincha Marav, he wrote a responsa, and he never corrected a word that he wrote. Everything that's printed in the Igros Moshe is from the original letter that Rav Moshe wrote. He didn't send it to an editor back and forth and change it. No, everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be. And Rabbi Bluth said, that's unbelievable. If you've ever encountered anyone who writes a book or any sefer, they check it over so many times until they get it right. And he said he felt that Rav Moshe, because he gave so much to the klal, because Rav Moshe was so selfless, because he cared only about everyone else, did he have that gift of siyata d'shmaya that everything he wrote was so clear and was correct and didn't have to be checked over later on, and everything was just perfect. That was the great tzaddik Rav Moshe, but it's an amazing story. We're all familiar that Rav Moshe writes 10%, and that's what we have an obligation to do. But Rav Moshe says, as far as he's concerned, he feels it's 50% that we are all mechuyev to give to other people. You know, every year we're already thinking about the Yom Noraim. And I know that this Shabbos we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh, Elul, and it's a time for us to start thinking about what we're going to take upon ourselves for the coming year. And taking upon ourselves doesn't mean saying that we're going to set big and lofty goals. Maybe sending ourselves a message that doing just one chesed a day is a lofty enough goal. That we should just think about one extra thing that we can add to our day is something that will be meaningful. And every year before Yom Noraim, there are people in my shul who ask all kinds of questions. They want to go to this rabbi's grave and that kever, and they want to travel to Europe to go visit someone. They want to daven by them, or they want to run around to this tzaddik for a bracha, or they want to go to this rebbe, and they want to have all kinds of skulas, and whatever it is, everyone has very nice ideas, and it's all fine and dandy, and it's all wonderful. However, I think the greatest skula in the world is what we're told in Chazal. And what we're told in Chazal is the following. Kol ha-merachim al ha-brios, merachamim alav min ha-shamayim. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on you. You want the Ribbono Shel Olam to feel compassion and sensitivity toward everything that you want in your life. Then says the Gemara, Kol ha-merachim al ha-brios, merachamim alav min ha-shamayim. If you can find somewhere inside of your heart to have compassion and understanding and sensitivity to other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the very same, like the Baal Shem Tov famously writes on the Pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, that in some way HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is our shade, which means Hashem Tzilcha, that He guards and watches over us, but writes the Baal Shem Tov, it means also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. And the same way when I move my hand, my shadow will move in the same direction, and it will move in the same way that I'm moving, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in the same way. Kol merachim al ha-brios, merachamim alav min ha-shamayim. If I'm willing to act in a sensitive manner, if I'm willing to act in a caring and thoughtful way to other human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the very same. What greater skula in the world can we have than just that? And when we think about Yom Noraim this year, we've had a very difficult year, and we all have to make some kind of change, some kind of Kabbalah, but maybe it's an opportunity just to think about this point. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanus on us. There are so many, unfortunately, this year who HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have Rachmanus on. So many who have lost their Parnassah, so many who I've seen their Shalom Bayis has fallen apart and led to a divorce. So many people who are struggling on many, many different levels and having anxiety, and many who have lost their lives, and many who are sick. There's so much Rachmanus that we need. And perhaps taking the suggestion of Chazal would be the greatest gift, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the greatest gift to ourselves and our families. One of the great Gedolim in the early 1700s was Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was one of the great Rabbanim in Poland. He later on became the Rav in the city of Prague, Altoona, and Mainz, Hamburg. Those were the great communities there. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was famously known for his Sefer Yaretz Devash. And he has a penetrating comment, which really opened my eyes. We say every day in our Shmona Esrei, in the very first bracha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look over us, and we ask Him, Magen Avraham, the same way that You were the one who saved and looked after Avraham Avinu, we ask You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the very same for us, and to always be there and look out for us. Right, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, and I'm going to read you his words because I cannot do justice by just quoting it, Baal Peh. So let me just read you his words. Ech yoiz ish lomar magen Avram. How dare a Jew get up in Shmona Esrei every day and say and demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treat me like Avram Avinu. V'hu einenu sam alev lalechas be'ikvosav. If I don't do my part of the deal to act like Avram Avinu, How can I have an expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look after me like he did to Avraham Avinu? Which means, Lerachem kol nidach. Avraham Avinu took responsibility and looked after every terrible situation that was going on around him. He never shirked responsibility. He always stood up and did chesed. Ulekabel mashiyikri lo me'akadosh baruch hu. And to do chesed with everyone, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. If we are not willing to take upon ourselves that commitment of Avraham Avinu to be the great Balei Chesed and to be engaging with all those that we encounter, then how can we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day that He should look after us, Magen Avraham, the same way He looked after Avraham Avinu? We cannot expect that of Him if He cannot expect the same of us as well. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam, and it's an important work in general, because the Chafetz Chaim there talks a lot about issues regarding chesed. And there the Chafetz Chaim gives a suggestion where he says, Ma'od sarach lizar shelo yechzor lo midas ha-chesed afilu yom echad mimei chayav. Writes the Chafetz Chaim, the same way the Torah says, V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, that men have an obligation to study Torah every morning and every evening, at least a little bit, something, we have to make time. And we all understand that, everyone on their own level. So to some people it means, I say Kriya Shema in the morning, I say Kriya Shema in the evening, that will suffice, I have no other time. To some people it means, I'm going to make sure to do some kind of study of Torah every day, and today it's so much easier than it ever was. We have so many svarim in English and Hebrew in every language. We have so many opportunities. We could turn on, we could tune into anything online, we can get something on the web later on. It's something that just gives us such an open opportunity to study Torah, and that is something we have an obligation to do. And yet, says the Chafetz Chaim, that is insufficient, because the same way we have an obligation every day, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, so too, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have an obligation every day to make sure that chesed is also going to be something that we budget into our day. And he says, Adam tzarech lehis'onen b'chol yom v'lomar. A person needs to ask themselves every single day, Oili shahalach hayom b'li Torah gemilas chasadim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, every single day when we go to sleep, I need to ask myself, did I do a kind deed for another human being? Did I enhance someone else's life, even in a small way, but in a positive way? And if I can't answer that question, says the Chafetz Chaim, then it means that my day has a serious hole in it. It means that my day is lacking. I would say, by clicking on just one chesed, it could be 11 o'clock at night. Maybe I'll come up with something. Maybe I'll look at my day and say, you know, I really haven't been engaged with other people. I don't think I've helped anybody, but I still have the opportunity to do so. Because it's made so easy today. The same way Torah is made so accessible and easy for us, chesed in our generation is made so easy and accessible for us as well. And then writes the Chafetz Chaim, as we know, we're now in the Shiva D'Nechemta. We think a lot about Geula, or at least we're supposed to, after we recover from the experience of Tisha B'Av. But writes the Chafetz Chaim, when the Mishnah says, Al Shlosh Advarim Ha'olam Omed, Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvoda Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim. Well, writes the Chafetz Chaim, as we know, Torah today is lacking because Kimitzion Teitz Yisrael. We don't have the full experience. We don't all live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Nevi'im. Torah is not the way it once was. Avoda, obviously, our davening is a very nice experience. But the real Avoda, the real connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was when we had a Beis HaMikdash, when we were able to experience God in His glory, in His edifice. But that's not what we have. Well, what are we left with, says the Chafetz Chaim? We're left with Gemilas Chasadim, and that has not changed. Gemilas Chasadim is something that existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the very same opportunity that we had then is what we have today as well. And this is something that the Chafetz Chaim really dwells upon in the Sefer Shem Olam, and I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity to look at that, I would encourage you to have a moment to take a look at that as well. Let me just close. I see we're almost out of time, and it's getting a little bit late. But let me close with the following thought. If you look at that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvoda Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim. For anyone who knows something about the Hebrew language, you'll be familiar with the fact that we have a concept called the Hey Hayidia. Sometimes when there's a Hey in the beginning of the word, it highlights something unique, something unusual. So we say, Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvoda Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim. What is the reference there? Why, when it comes to Torah and Avoda, do we say with a Hey Hayadia? And when it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, we don't. What is unique about Torah and Avoda, and what is different about Gemilas Chasadim? So there's a beautiful sefer on Pirkei Avos by Reb Tzvi Hirsch Ferber. I am probably correct in assuming that nobody on this call has ever heard of him. I myself would have never heard of him either. But when I went to visit Los Angeles for the first time a couple of years ago to speak, I stayed by the home of Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Judy Faber, who live in California, and they were the ones who invited us. He is from England, and he grew up knowing this Reb Tzvi Hirsch Ferber, who is a great Talmud Chacham and a Dayan in London. And he bought me all of the Svarim of Reb Ferber. I have them in my home. They are beautiful Svarim. My father has them at home as well. I never knew what they were, but now I have my own set. I asked my father where he got his, and he said, well, the first time I went to California, Peter and Judy Faber got me a set of Rabbi Ferber's Svarim. So I guess they like him. But it's gone a long way, and he has really beautiful Torah in there. And Rabbi Ferber comments on this Mishnah the following. He says, when it comes to Torah, not every Torah that one studies is Torah's Emes. There are unfortunately people in the world who give a Torah perspective that is not authentic, that is not correct, that is not real. So when we say that Torah holds up the world, it is only HaTorah. It is only when someone follows the authentic and legitimate values that Torah, in its tradition, have been given down to us, represent. It is only then that that holds up the world. If somebody gets stuck with a school of thought that corrodes the lessons of the Torah and uses it only to their advantage, not to do the truthful teaching of Torah as it is supposed to be in its most pristine state, that is not something that holds up the world. That is something that is destructive. So the Mishnah here says, Al HaTorah, the only Torah that is sufficient, that holds up the world, that makes us better people, is when it is authentic and legitimate, real, Misorah-filled Torah. Al HaAvoda, we look around the world and we see there are many people who serve many different things. There are even many people who serve God in a misguided way. Now, it's not our place to judge them, and we don't live life in a judgmental way, but not every avoda is considered to be authentic and legitimate. Not every connection to God, not every conversation that somebody has with God is assumed to be a real one that God appreciates. It has to be ha'avodah. It has to be when our service and our connection with God is also based on tradition, is based on the way Chazal taught us to do so. Not on the way we feel is correct, not on what we think objectively, but it's something that Chazal have given us a tradition of how we're supposed to serve God. And that is what works. It is al ha'Torah ve'al ha'avodah. But writes Rav Ferber, when it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, there is no such thing as a good chesed or a bad chesed. There is no such thing as a chesed that is too big or too small. There is nothing that is considered to be a chesed that is significant or insignificant. Every single chesed is meaningful. If it helps fill a need for another human being, then it's meaningful. It doesn't matter if it's a Jew, if it's a non-Jew, if it's a man who's poor, a man who's rich, a male or a female, doesn't matter who's providing the chesed, it doesn't matter who's accepting it. A chesed is something that holds up the world regardless of how I do it, regardless of why I do it. A chesed is something that is meaningful and is something that helps other people. It's something that we should take advantage of the opportunity to be involved with because it's something that really holds up the world. We don't need a mesorah on how to do chesed. Chesed is something that we see a need and we fill it. We don't anticipate other people filling it. We don't expect that it's going to be done by another member of our community. We expect that we are going to be the ones who have the strength and the clarity of vision to do what needs to be done to help provide for the deficiencies and the holes that we find in the lives of other people. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani. David HaMelech writes that he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look after him, because he is a chassid. Now what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look after him because he is pious. And Rav Hirsch writes in one of his Svarim, and he quotes it from a Gemara, that the definition of a chassid does not mean obviously a Hasidic Jew. And it doesn't even mean a pious individual. Rav Hirsch zeroes in a little bit more on what really defines the term chassidus. And he proves in the Gemara Maseches Brachos that a chassid is somebody who lives a selfless life. David HaMelech says, of all the things that I've accomplished in my life, I've been there for the people, I was the Melech Yisrael, I fought wars and I won, I did Kibush HaAretz, I did many things that enhance the story of the Jewish people. But when I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look after me, the one schus that I invoke is, Shamra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. God, I made myself a lifeless human being. I'm sorry, a selfless human being. I made myself a person who always thought about everyone else and put them before myself. Well, I ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm in a time of distress, when I'm in a time of need, Shamra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. Look after me as well, because my whole life was not about me, it was about your people. And I ask you to look after me because I'm not about myself, I'm about your people. When we go into the Yamim HaNoraim, when we start to think about Chodesh Elul and what it is that our lives will need for the coming year to be successful, one of the most important things that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Shamra Nafshi. There's so much danger lurking out there, our windows, right out our door. It's something we're all afraid of. It's something we have major concerns about. But we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's one thing in our lives that we feel is deserving of your Rachmanus, it's Shamra Nafshi, look after me, Ki Chassid Ani. Because I have made a pledge and a commitment to be a selfless human being, to be a person who always thinks about the considerations of others, to be a person who always asks how they can contribute to the lives of others and further enhance them. And with that schus, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the very same for all of us. So I thank you all for joining us this evening. I thank Joe once again for all of your efforts in Just One Chesed and in everything that you do to enhance our experience as a people in Chesed. And I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos and a Ksiva v'chasima tova if I don't see any of you in the future. But I hope everything is well. And I thank you all once again for joining us. Time.